The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Hey, here we go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. It is Saturday. It is June 13th. Since it's fall, 52 degrees. Let's talk about warm weather destinations. Hey, Rose Gray.
Hey, how are you?
Doesn't it feel like fall?
It has to pass, right? It's just, it's sunny and no one will faint at your son's wedding.
Nope. Okay. Nope. More on that later if we have time. Let's welcome in our special guest. You know what I'm going to say to Diane from Fox World Travel?
Do it.
Dzień dobry. Diane?
Dzień dobry.
Oh,
did it
you
right, didn't
did
it.
Dziękuję. Yes, that was great.
Well, I got to give Gene Miller credit because he and I worked together in Stevens Point in radio. And I think Stevens Point had it at one point, like well over half of the population was Polish. And so we took little Polish pronunciation courses, not courses, but just so we would not mess up somebody's name. But I remember Miller would always say "Dzień dobry," which is good morning.
Wow!
And that's just Diane. That's as far as I can take it.
Good job. Didn't he used to say "Dzień dobry, dziękuję, dzień dobry"?
He probably did. That sounds like a Miller thing.
So we should tell the listeners we're welcoming in Diane, and I'm going to say "szacat." Yeah,
that's close. The real pronunciation in Polish is "szacat."
Oh, brother. Okay, this is Diane C., and she is our Polish expert at Fox World Travel, one of two, as a matter of fact. But Di brings a whole different angle to the actual expertise because you are first-generation Polish, and your husband was born in Poland.
That is correct.
So you've been there a number of times.
I have been. I've been there six times.
Wow. And your area of expertise is all of Poland, but your family is from the Warsaw area?
My dad was from Warsaw, and my mother was a town called Brzezany, which is closer to the Russian border on the east side of Poland.
Oh, okay. I'm sure nothing was going on there.
No.
I mean, that country had such rich history, and we had a sweet Polish lady that lived up the block from us, and she would tell stories and the rich history and the tragic history of that country. But the people of Poland are amazing.
Including you, Di.
Well, thanks, Rose.
You're welcome. So tell us some highlights of Poland, and is Poland a destination that can stand on its own? Is it a country that we can visit and not feel like, oh my gosh, I've got to do three other countries or this wasn't complete?
Absolutely. So lately, we've been selling a lot of just Poland, and there's two different tour companies that I really love to sell. One of them is Insight Vacations. They have a 10-night Highlights of Poland tour. They do Krakow, Wrocław, Poznań. They go through Copernicus Town, which is Toruń. They go up to Gdansk, which is on the Baltic, and they end up in Warsaw. I've sold that a lot. And another one that I really love is Cosmos sells Panoramic Poland, and that one also, it's a little shorter. So what I've done was I've sold that tour, and then afterwards people would go in search of their genealogy. So then they would take a train to another city, go meet their family, go to the cemetery where their grandma was buried, and then find a tour guide. And that was, we would research the tour guide in advance. And then they'd come back to Warsaw. So I love both of these tours. In everyone's opinion, Krakow is the most beautiful city. But I am sentimental to Warsaw because that's where my dad was born. He went to the Warsaw Conservatory of Music, and in World War II, he joined the Home Army, and then together with the resistance, they fought in the Warsaw Uprising. So my dad was captured in World War II, and he was put in a prisoner of war camp.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Now, you told me about something, though, in Krakow that does appeal to you, and it's really a highlight that you recommend.
I do. The Wieliczka salt mine, it's about 10 miles outside of Krakow. It's a subterranean maze. There are tunnels and chambers, and There's statues and monuments and a chapel. Everything is made out of salt. There's chandeliers. They even have another chamber with a lake, and it's more dense than the Dead Sea.
Wow. So see, we always know about the salt mines in the Salzburg area, but now we have another place that we can go as well. So you mentioned genealogy, and I do know that in Milwaukee, especially, but throughout Southeast Wisconsin, we do have a lot of people with Polish heritage, and we do get requests for genealogy trips quite a bit.
We do. And sometimes they find these tiny little towns and they say, do you know where this is? So I come home and I ask my husband, hey, John, do you know where this city is? And he's like, do you know every city in Wisconsin? So we find these tiny little towns. We do research, and then together they'll do this tour, because they don't just go to Poland and do the little city. They'll do a tour. Otherwise, I've also done where they would just fly into Krakow, stay a few nights, see the sights, take a train up to Warsaw, and then they could take a train up to Gdansk. So they could do the three cities as well. So there's a lot of different options. I've been there, as I said, I've been there six times, so I know Poland. We grew up Polish. We spoke Polish first in our home. We had grandmothers that didn't speak any English, so we were Polish, Catholic, and musical, all in one.
Wow. That's a trifecta right there, Di.
Yes. Did you have a bunch of blondes, too?
No.
No?
We're all dark-haired.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess I assume the Poles are blonde. But, I mean, talk about and our point of having Diane on, and this is what when we're meeting the different agents, if you're going to go someplace, talk to somebody who's been
right.
there a ton, who knows it like the back of their hand. And
the way to find these people is if you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and then under vacation, you will find a travel agent. And when you put in the destination of Poland, you will find Diane. And so you can actually send her an email that way. Another good way to get a hold of her is 866-GO-FOX-GO and just ask somebody to transfer you to her. If she's not available, you'll get her voicemail. You can leave it. But as far as I'm concerned, when I go to Poland and do an in-depth trip, I want somebody to have some real insider information that they can help me. And I know that, Di, you've reached out to some of our tour operators there and have spoken Polish to them when we needed to have some additional help.
That is true. I did.
Yeah. So there you go. And how about my friend Danny being able to say hello to you?
Only because of Gene Miller.
Okay. Can you? But now the bigger question is, can you say goodbye to Di?
You can never say goodbye to Di.
Well, then I'll say it to you. Do widzenia. I'll be seeing you
because we will be seeing you. And even though we're not in our offices right now, when Di and I have a conversation, we do a Teams video call and we see each other all the time.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Do they have quick trips in Poland? Because that's what they would say at the end. See you soon, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Exactly. Do widzenia.
I'll be
seeing you.
Diane, good to hear from you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much, both of you. Have a great
day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Love her. All right. We're going to be back. We're going to take a break. Where are you going? What are you doing? How can we help? Rose Gray is here till 10. Our number is 855-616-1620. That's the Accunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You sure are. It's 9:20 at WTMJ, 52 degrees, sunny, cool, 66 inland for the high. That's it. With a wind gusts at times to 25 miles an hour. Clear, chilly, and 47 tonight. Tomorrow, clear, cool, 68, 75 on Monday, 84 on Tuesday, 82 on Wednesday. Got 52 degrees at WTMJ. Yeah, my son's getting married today. This was their original date, but, you know, as with everything, it got pushed off. It's pushed off till next year. But they're having a civil ceremony today, so a little gathering then. And we're going to not freeze, but 60 degrees. Because we're going to kind of hang out at his house outside.
Okay, now don't call me Pollyanna, but it could be raining.
Yes.
It could be 90 and somebody would faint. So that's not going to happen, right?
That's Rose Pollyanna Gray.
Yes.
If you'd like to chat with her, our number is 855-616-1620. Accunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. I'm a glass half full guy because I think I'm a realist, but I'm with you.
Yeah.
It could. June, you never know. In fact, wouldn't this have been remember in the, back in the, like, pretty much every year of the existence, the Lakefront Festival of the Arts would just get poured on.
Yep.
And it was usually about right in
right
here,
in this
wasn't
time
it?
Frame.
So, yeah, we're pretty good. Got any travel questions? Rose is here. Fox World Travel has been around a long time, back to the 60s. And we've talked about this a lot. If you're going to spend your hard-earned dollars on a really, really nice trip, don't you want to go with a pro? And we ran into this all the time, Rose, with people that were making their own reservations. And then when the virus hit, people were having cancellation problems. And the travel companies were just slammed because the volume of calls, they were reducing staff. And so people were spending hours on the phone trying to get a hold of somebody. That's what Fox World Travel can do for you when you partner with them.
And people are now coming around and saying to us, I will never do that again. Because as Danny said, our first 6 weeks of show after, I would say, the middle of March, we were calling it the Fox World Travel Refund and Cancellation Show. Because
that's what we did.
We were just answering those questions. And I still have to remind people, patience is a virtue. Danny mentioned it. These tour companies have furloughed 75% of their staff.
Airlines too.
Airlines too. And now they are getting hundreds of thousands of requests for refunds, and they have 25% of their staff working on more cancellations than they've ever had before. And so we are hearing from our partners, it's 90 to 120 days for refunds.
Can you imagine being on the call center?
No. I do my very best. I will help out sometimes, and I will be on hold for somebody, and then I don't know what the question is going to be or what they need. I'll just text them and say, I got such and such on the phone. Do you need them? And then I'll transfer them for somebody. But I always start out by saying, hi, this is Rose from Fox World Travel, and I want to thank you for being so wonderful to all of the travel industry and all of us that are calling in, because I can only imagine
right.
how horrible this job has been.
Right.
And then that sort of sets the tone for let's...
Oh, because I'm sure they've been getting yelled at all day.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, you know what? It's nobody's fault.
Text question. Our trip with John Bromage was canceled. I'm trying to talk my husband into the Spain and France trip with Gigi. What do you think of that one?
I think it is divine, wonderful, and customized. So our group team got together with Gigi and said, We have a little problem selling Spain as a standalone destination. Why is that? And we bounced some ideas around, and Gigi said, what if we couple fabulous, captivating Spain with the beauty of Provence? If you look on a map, it's perfectly makes logical sense to do that. And so that's what this trip actually does. Starts in Madrid, goes to Barcelona, my favorite city in all of Spain, and then continues on down to Arles, which I love, Aix-en-Provence, Nice, and Monaco. So it's just this amazingly fabulous itinerary that you can't find anywhere because we customized it with Gigi.
Mm.
So it's October 5th. And at this point in time, it's still scheduled to be on.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the status of all of these trips is you got to wait and see. Europe is reopening for sure.
Right.
When will travel come back is the big question. Another text question. Hey, Rose, we're hearing that Tahiti is COVID-free now and opening up this summer with strict safety measures. Can you please remind us who at Fox is the expert on Tahiti, which would be an awesome gig.
It would be an awesome gig.
That's from Stacy and Dennis.
Stacy and Dennis. And this is, she was our second guest, if you recall. And her name is Sarah Timmers. And so if you go to find an agent, you will find Sarah there. And this Sarah Timmers is the most bubbly, excited Tahitian specialist anyone could ever imagine. She adores Tahiti. Who doesn't? But she does in such a way.
There can't be anybody that says, oh, I hated it.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Tahiti was so boring.
Yeah.
No, it's a long flight, but it is remarkable in every way.
So we talked about Sarah, and then we just had Diane talking about Poland. That's the depth of the bench at Fox World Travel.
Right.
If you want to go there, Fox has somebody who's been there. Do you have an Antarctica special?
We don't, but Rose Gray is going to become one because that was going to be our that was going to be our surprise that I was going to surprise everybody with before COVID. So you just stay tuned, because when this is all over, Rose Gray will be going to Antarctica. Now, we have a travel advisor named Mary Lou Gadsick. Mary Lou has been literally everywhere. She was a former school teacher and in her 50s changed careers and became a travel advisor. She has been everywhere, and she has been to Antarctica. She is our Antarctica specialist. So
really?
Yes. But those I'm going to join the ranks.
So those are smaller trips. I mean, yes. Smaller boats, right?
Yeah. Those are excursion boats, and they're very specialized. But we certainly have sent people there, and Mary Lou is our expert.
Now, on the other end of the planet, Elizabeth Kramer, does all those crazy things. And then Colleen, she was up in wasn't she up in Norway in the winter?
Oh,
yes. Watching the Northern Lights?
She's Northern Lights.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. We're trying not to just be your everyday average run-of-the-mill travel agency. We've got lots of fun things. And, you know, we take surveys and we listen to what our past passengers say. And we try to facilitate that.
Yeah. Good. Our number is 855-616-1620. That's Yak and at Mortgage talk and text line at WTMJ. We talked about this before. As the country and the world really struggles to reopen, the guess is that domestic travel will happen first. I read that Airbnb bookings are way, way up.
What they are.
Travel, for the first time, I think they had... In fact, now it's been 2 weeks in a row, the TSA has screened a new record amount of passengers, so people are traveling again.
Right, that number increases every day. Yeah. We watch it every single day, and it's getting more and more and more. And what we're hearing and seeing from our guests with regard to domestic travel is, I want to be in the wide open spaces. I want to be able to really social distance, and that means national parks. I'm saying west of the Mississippi. Certainly Pigeon Forge and all that kind of area has got some beautiful, beautiful opportunities, but we're feeling like people are saying, I want, Bryce Canyon. I've been to the Grand Canyon, but when we went to Sedona, we only got to spend half a day there because we drove or whatever. So, people have, Arches and Moab and all these places that people
I tell you, right? My parents worked at Arches for, like 5 years.
Yeah.
And I would go visit that. Moab, first off, is this super cool little town. And then Arches is like 18 miles from Moab.
So I mean, you can get two for one.
Well, it's just you go, if you're going to go to Moab, you're going to go to Arches,
there
right? It's like right next door, but that's a crazy cool town. There was a time I went to visit them and we were staying in Moab because we were doing mountain biking there, but I was going to go see my parents at Arches at the campground, and I'm driving up there and you are in the middle of nowhere. And it's just, I pulled off to the side of the road on the trip, and I got out and I was just looking at the Milky Way. That's the last time I saw the Milky Way, was like 15 years ago. You just don't see it anymore unless you're out in the middle of nowhere.
And that's what people are asking for. And they also feel comfortable going with their family. So
yep.
Family and outdoors is what we're getting requests for.
So one night I slept under the stars out at Arches. And when you lay there, you can see satellites going over. And I'm out in the middle of nowhere, satellite. You know they're not planes. And bugs crawling on my face.
Nice, so. Nice. I was just going to ask about the bug situation.
Yeah, if you made it.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I can have Mortgage Talk and Text Line open to talk to Rose at 855-616-1620. Text question. Hey, Rose. We're scheduled to take our family ages 8 through 60-something on a Royal Caribbean cruise over Christmas. Holy cow. I added that. Assuming they're sailing, will the kids' grandchildren be able to use the slides, rock climbing walls, zip lines on the ships, or should we think about rescheduling for next year? Good question.
It is a good question. So right now they are saying no to that, but that's only for September, October. They don't have any of those kinds of protocol in place for December sailings at this point in time. If you booked with a travel consultant, they're the ones that can go to them on your behalf and try to get more information. If not, call them directly and find out what the protocol is currently, what the deadline is for that protocol, and when they will be announcing more protocol for the future.
Okay. Good one.
Yeah.
All right. One thing we talked about during the lockdown was Little Fox Explorers, which was really a cool thing. That's still online on your website, right?
It is. So, and those are all the previous ones. We've got some new ones coming up. Brianne was on Facebook this week telling all the Little Fox Explorers to stay tuned because there's going to be some new and fun things happening. Speaking of new and fun things, however, if you go to our website and under the Resources tab, under Little Fox Explorers, you will find Fox World Travel Book Club. This is a very exciting and new development. It is a host, and this June is Cindy Singley. She's one of our tour managers. She happens to be from Alabama, and we're going to feature a book that is pretty primarily destination driven. This month's book is The New Paris. And then they have a meeting scheduled for the 23rd of June at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. They're virtual meetings. You can register to be added to the email list so you get more and more links about what the meeting is going to entail. And it sounds like a great deal of fun. I'm in. I'm going to start reading the book actually this weekend.
Does it include what I believe is the most important ingredient in a book club?
Is that wine?
Wine.
Yes.
You knew I was going there.
Exactly. Right. You have to have a glass of wine in your hand while you're discussing The New Paris.
I like the way you think. We'll be back, 855-616-1620. Back in a mortgage talk and text line. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
940 WTMJ, 52 degrees high. Today's going to be 66. That's it. Low tonight, 47, 68 tomorrow. Then it starts to improve Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. This is the Fox World Travel Show. We're going to East Troy. Hey, Vince.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about travel restrictions for a trip we're going to take in late September and October of this year. And I'm trying to get the lowdown on what's going on with travel restrictions and if there's quarantines or.
Are you going to land in Italy and stay in Italy?
Yeah, we're going to, it's approximately 12 days. We're going to fly into Rome.
Okay.
And then we're going to tour down through Italy, into Sicily, and then fly out of Palermo home.
Okay. So on June 3rd, Italy dropped their 14-day quarantine rule. So that's a beginning. So now most of the travel restrictions throughout Italy, meaning for residents as well as tourists, have been dropped. But you're still probably going to have some health questionnaire along the way and possibly upon landing in Rome, a temperature check. So that could happen. The next thing to do is go through your itinerary, look at the attractions, and make sure everything is scheduled to be open. Like really and truly, can you access the Vatican? Will you have access to the various places that you plan on visiting? And you'll have to keep on monitoring that a little bit because some of those things, I know the Vatican has got, because the Vatican is a different country, essentially, has a little bit different rules than everybody else. So you want to make sure you check with that. But right now, you know, that's one of the first ones that opened up and did drop the quarantine rule on the 3rd of June.
Very good. So basically, I can get there and I can come home without a 14-day quarantine.
At this point, right. Now, you want to watch for any kind of surges or anything like that because these things can change in the blink of an eye. But currently, that's where we are.
And then we bought the travel insurance for our trip.
Yep.
So is that something I should be looking into also to see if you know, if that's an option in case things get bad?
You can. And quite honestly, almost every airline right now is allowing you to change those tickets, not refund them, but change them at no fee. So if you feel like you want to push this out, you may want to kind of investigate that as well. Because at this point in time, I know of no travel insurances that are covering cancellation for the pandemic. They're letting you like I said, you're kind of on your own. So you probably want to look at rescheduling rather than canceling and putting in a claim.
There you go, Vince. Hope that helps. We'll be back. Our number is 855-616-1620. Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
947 at WTMJ, Fox World Travel Show. I'm Danny Clayton, riding along with Rose Gray. We got 52 degrees. Quick text question. I'm interested in doing coast-to-coast rail travel across Canada in September of next year. Would you be able to help me book the entire trip, including air travel and rail travel?
Yes. So, like Amtrak in the United States, Canada has a rail system which is called Via Rail, and they sort of hook up together. From what I have heard, I have not personally experienced it. It's a lovely experience, and absolutely we can book all of that, and including your airfare.
Nice. So yeah. The answer is yeah. Fox World Travel can do it. Let's go to the Falls. That's where Bob is. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning to both of you. I have a question on Mexico. I read this week that Quintin Roo was opening up Cancun area, but we want to go back to Puerto Vallarta area.
When
any
are you
word,
hoping?
Any thought on when that's opening?
When are you hoping
soon
to go?
Soon as possible.
You're really needing to travel bad?
Well, and it's we blew this winter, this, you know, because, and then now I see nothing's opening up. You know, we usually go July also. It's like, okay, I have to get something on the calendar.
Yeah.
To have at least a light at the end of the tunnel that we know we're getting out of here.
Oh, I know. So Mexico is one of the first countries in general to be opening up. So Quintana Roo, which is where Cancun / Riviera Maya is definitely opened up for sure. There are a few more restrictions in Puerto Vallarta that we've heard about with regard to the restaurants. Now, one thing about Puerto Vallarta, that is one destination that many folks buy fewer all-inclusive resorts than we typically see in the Quintana Roo area, because, you know, that's just the way it is. There's such great bars and restaurants, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
Some of
Absolutely.
Those, yep, so you agree. So some of those are having a hard time getting opened properly. But they're doing what most countries are doing. They're doing this by phase. So they started out with the middle of May was phase zero, or ground zero, as they called it. And they put their recovery plan in place. And then 15 days later, so about June 1, they started out with phase one of their opening. So public beaches are still closed. Nightclubs are still closed. But they're hoping to get that back up and running probably toward the middle of June. We've got lots of hotel date openings that start from the 15th of June and go through the 15th of July. So that's the time frame when the majority of the hotels, the AM resorts and the Barcelo resorts and the Hyatts, have scheduled to be open. So that's kind of gives you a feel for what it's going to be like. I would say middle of July forward, you're in good shape.
Up next, a question about Belize, if you please, and also Alaska. We'll get to that next on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:53 at WTMJ. We're going to Racine. That's where Rich is. Rich, thanks for waiting. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good morning. I'd like to know, we're heading to Belize in November, and I would wanted to know if you knew anything about the conditions there or kind of what's going on in that area.
Yeah, they're still closed. Their borders are still closed. They're allowing locals who have left the country to seek medical attention to come back. But technically, their borders are closed. They're definitely not accepting any cruise ships right now. And there are some flights that are coming in from the U.S. But if you would actually even arrive, you'd be a 14-day quarantine. Now, I am absolutely keeping my fingers crossed that as we move forward, we're going to see September, October, and November, all of these Latin American countries starting to open. But here's the interesting thing. While we were on break, I knew they didn't have many cases. Right now, there have been 20 confirmed cases in all of Belize. So they want to keep it that way. So right now their borders are closed, but I truly believe as things start opening up, those borders in Latin America are going to do so as well. So they've got the 14-day quarantine going on with self-isolation for anybody that comes back into the country. And we'll just kind of keep an eye on things because really, like, nothing's open there right now. They haven't opened up any of their restaurants or their casinos or any of that stuff, restaurants. So, yeah, they're closed right now, but we'll keep an eye on it for sure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate that. Text questions. I hear Jamaica's opening. What do I need to know?
Yeah, so I actually was just on a webinar on Thursday about this. They're actually going to reopen on a phased program, as so many of the other Caribbean islands and Mexican destinations are. So June 15th is when they're opening through June 30th. This is when they're going to start allowing tourism to start back up again. They're doing a coastal opening. So from Negril to Port Antonio, that's going to be kind of a new set of protocol there. But that whole corridor is actually starting to open. So the still asking for social distancing on the beaches, still going to be monitoring those kinds of things. And then July 1 is when they really, really are saying now we're into phase two and we're opening up things a little bit more. And I also, not that the text asked this, but I will say the Dominican Republic is scheduled to open July 1 as well.
Nice.
So we're making progress. Baby steps. Baby steps.
From the text line, any advice on traveling to Alaska this summer?
Alaska is still doing the quarantine thing. So right now, if you come in, you have to have the 14-day quarantine. And for anybody that's been following what's happening in Hawaii, they've done the same thing. They're not kidding around. If you fly into Hawaii right now and you leave your hotel, there's a big fine and some possible jail time for leaving. So make sure you check this out. And I would say that to anybody that's going to do a road trip this summer, make sure you check every state. They're all different. And so you don't want to be caught off guard when you think you're going to be overnighting someplace.
Another text question from the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We have friends hoping to come from England in early July for a visit. Is the U.S. accepting visitors from England?
You know what? I'm not sure. Let's
check on
take
that.
That
because
a
again,
look.
Let's see. Still can't get to Canada, right?
No. You know, interestingly, over the break, my sister, who really, really lives in British Columbia, and now we've determined she's lived there longer than she lived in the U.S., says, apparently I can fly to the U.S., but I can't drive across the border. So go figure. I would have to self-isolate upon my return to British Columbia, however. So she wants to come home and see my mom, but she's not certain she wants to quarantine for 14 days upon return to BC. So that's what's happening.
You mean when she gets back, she'd have to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, that's...
So England.
Okay, let's look at that, though.
And what do you usually check on something like that?
You can do TSA. You can just Google it. Arrivals and they'll give you the information. Many people are telling us that that they're checking temperatures, and it's an easy thing. Have you done anything? I went to my salon for the first time, and they actually put it on my wrist, and they just 97.3. You're good to go.
I've had a week of 97.9s, so
go get. You're doing your own.
That's right.
You're monitoring your own.
All right, folks, we're out of time. At the beginning of the show, we had Diane talking about Poland, and because she is an expert, if you're going somewhere, you bet Fox World Travel has an expert that's been there a bunch of times. So when in doubt, go to foxworldtravel.com. Rose, have a great week.
Hey, thank you. See you next
week. See ya.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.